This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Yo, knowledge junkies, you landed here because you want the straight dope. No endless scrolling, just the good stuff, the bits that make you sound smart.
Exactly. You want those aha moments, like fast.
Well, guess what? You found it. Welcome to the deep dive.
Indeed. We've done the digital legwork for you. We're trying anyway, even as AI, you know?
Yeah, wrestling our circuits. Today, we're zeroing in on the website of Raina Putter Officant.
Right, Raina Putter Officant.
Officant. Sounds official.
Right.
And yeah, her site. It's like, wow, whole spread of services. Life celebrations, sure, but also environmental blessings. Okay, kind of curious now.
Definitely sticks out. So our mission for this dive really is to kind of unpack this website.
Yeah, what's the core message? Who's this for?
And how do things like, you know, weddings connect with blessing the environment? What's the thread?
Right. It's quite a mix. So, okay, first look, big letters, bringing dreams to life through conscious support plus mentorship. It's pretty direct.
It is. Conscious support, that suggests something deeper, doesn't it? More intentional than just like a cheerleader.
Totally. Going beyond the surface stuff.
Mm-hmm. Delving into what really drives someone or maybe what holds them back.
Then she says, explore my unique and diverse array of ministerial, spiritual, and holistic services. Okay. Ministerial, spiritual, holistic. Covering all the angles there.
Yeah. It's a wide net. Ministerial might hint at, you know, some formal background, maybe.
Could be.
While spiritual is broader, more personal meaning, and holistic.
Well, that suggests looking at the whole picture, right? Inner life, outer life, all connected.
Like mind, body, spirit kind of thing.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
In that vein.
Then she's not messing around. Right after that. So what are you waiting for? Let's dive into your transformative experience together.
Oh,
bold.
Very. It shows, well, a lot of confidence in what she's offering.
Right.
A direct invitation.
No hesitation. Okay, let's look at these areas of focus. First, life events plus celebrations, weddings, anniversaries.
The usual suspects for an efficient, perhaps.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Marking those big moments. Maybe even like conscious uncoupling ceremonies. Who knows?
Could be. If it's the conscious support theme.
Yeah.
Being intentional about transitions, good or bad.
Okay, next. Chaplaincy. Spiritual direction plus mentoring. Chaplaincy, I get. Spiritual support, like in hospitals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But spiritual direction and mentoring, that sounds more personal. One-on-one deep talks.
Yeah, I think so. Spiritual direction is often more about exploring your inner landscape, your own spiritual path, with someone guiding the reflection.
Okay.
Mentoring. Well, that might be more practical advice, maybe. Based on her own experience, like, one is exploring the map, the other is showing you a known path. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like guide versus advisor. Got it.
Yeah.
Then there's the interesting one, environmental blessings, rites plus rituals.
Right.
This is where it gets a bit out there. Blessing your garden gnome, maybe?
Maybe. Or, you know, more likely recognizing something sacred in nature, using ritual to connect with the earth.
Yeah. For people really into that nature connection.
Precisely. Honoring the environment.
And the last one? Business chaplaincy. Coordination plus design. Okay, wait. Business chaplaincy. Like for offices. Blessing the spreadsheets.
It's actually a growing thing. Think less about blessing spreadsheets. More about ethical leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Employee well-being.
Okay.
Building a company culture that's maybe more purpose-driven. The coordination plus design part sounds like she helps actually implement that stuff.
So focusing on the people and the purpose, not just the profit motive.
Exactly. The soul of the business, you could say.
Okay, I'm picking up the vibe now. It's all kind of weaving together. And then right at the end, this sentence. True soul alignment is realized once we understand the value of shining our light and living from a place of truth. That feels like that's the core of it all, right?
Absolutely. That's the anchor point, I think. Authenticity, being true to yourself, expressing that, and making sure your life actually reflects those deep values.
Yeah, that ties everything together. The life events, the spiritual guidance, even the business stuff. It's all about living your truth.
Mm-hmm. Shining your light, as she puts it.
And then just contact me today for that transformative experience. She definitely believes in what she does.
No doubt. The website paints a picture, you know, a diverse offering, but it all comes back to conscious living, finding that alignment. It speaks to people looking for, well, deeper meaning or maybe just help navigating life's craziness.
So if you, dear listener, feel like your internal GPS is a bit wonky or you want to bless your ficus tree, Raina Puttersight is basically putting out a signal.
Yeah.
It's like, I can help with that. A whole toolkit for shining bright.
And it really boils down to that core idea, aligning your inner self with your outer life, your truth with your reality.
Yeah.
Which kind of leaves you thinking, doesn't it? With all the noise out there, how do you actually find that harmony, that inner truth?
Mm. Good question.
And what kind of support, you know, really resonates? There are clearly lots of different ways to approach it, judging by this site alone. Something to chew on, maybe.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.